You forgot the remote. Guess you're watching whatever's on? Or you can call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA-approved pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Dr. Reverend Willie Wilson is running for mayor of Chicago. Willie, welcome back to the show. Is this the fourth time you've run for mayor of Chicago?
Yes. How you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you again. Every time we talk to you, you're usually out doing something good, giving away gas, giving away groceries, being kind to your fellow man, and now you're getting back into the viper pit of running for mayor of Chicago.
Well, yeah, and I'm giving away gas and roses the next weekend, you know?
You are? Where are you giving it away?
In Chicago, I got about 20-some stations. Look on my website there, you know, my website, Willie Wilson, Facebook, and stuff like that, and the website.
My gosh.
Not this weekend, the following weekend, you know?
Okay, that's a lot of money out of your pocket again, Willie. But that's one way to get out there and meet and greet people, right?
Well, not really. This is my 21st time, you know?
I know. So, you've run for mayor 3 times. This will be your 4th time, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, why is 2027 different? What makes you think that Chicago voters are now ready to make you the mayor of Chicago?
Well, I run for a reason to make a difference. And I always win because I use my own money to help people, you know, stop crime and affordable, you know, affordability, things of that nature. And I do that, everything else. And, you know, we get out and try to help people that they decide that they want to vote for me. That's great. If not, I can raise the issue that maybe some of the other candidates cannot raise. I'm not bought. I use my own money. I'm not beholden to any special interest group or nothing like that.
Yeah.
I'm not running for office at all. Some of these people out here running for two office. You think they're running for secretary of state, they're running for mayor, and others running for the same thing. I don't believe in none of that stuff. And then I'm not bought off. You know, I don't believe that I should be bought off if I'm going to really run to serve people. So that's how I feel. And then they can make that decision for themselves, of course. But when you put the opportunities out there, you know, the opportunity ain't right today, tomorrow, maybe it will be, yeah?
Right. I got to tell you, whenever I talk about you or people ask about you, they go, how did Willie Wilson make his money? Because you had very humble beginnings, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I worked 13 years down south, didn't even get paid. My first job was 20 cents per hour. And, you know, we struggled back in the Jim Crow days. And I just did that and stayed the same, you know. And we worked hard, and we came up, McDonald's, got the opportunity there. Used to own 5 franchise. We left there. And we still supply it to different restaurants around the country and around the world, matter of fact.
Wow.
You know? So we work, you know, still today, 12, 13, 16 hours days, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly don't think anybody in the mayoral race has worked as hard as you have in your life. Are you entering the race to raise issues because you believe Mayor Johnson has failed or because none of the people already running represent the voters you represent?
Well, I think that the mayor haven't done a good enough job. I think I really just think this particular mayor here is more interested. Maybe he's the mayor to the Chicago Teacher Union and the illegal immigrant and things of that nature. And you need to know how to balance off that whole thing. And the biggest thing that I look at, what a failure him at, that I would do them, look, I am pro-business. In order to be effective in any city, you have to be pro-business because pro-business means pro-job for people in the community. Keep the tax rate down. Right now, Mission Avenue is one carrying the whole city of Chicago with a tax base in reference to that. small business is struggling hard to do anything. We got to take them, not raise the taxes on businesses, on people in the community, and real estate taxes to keep them in Chicago without going to Indiana and other places. You have to be pro-business. And that pro-business means pro-citizen, people get a job, things of that nature. So if you don't, if you don't know about that, then you're not about anything, as far as I'm concerned. This mayor here seems to be not pro-business. He want to raise taxes on everybody, you know?
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
You mentioned the Secretary of State, Alexei Gendulis, and he's entered with a very large campaign war chest, and you can self-fund your campaign. Is this going to become a battle between candidates who spend millions of dollars of their own or campaign money?
No, I'm not going to spend millions of dollars like I've done in the past. But even such, I mean, look, I use my own money. I could go out and do what he does if I wanted to. I could get major dollars from, you know, people too. But then I'm bought. I gotta be the mayor for them before I be to the citizen. I'd rather be in my own man, get out here and work for the city of Chicago. I've just refused to be bought. I came from, my history looks different, of course, from being from down south. But I'm just not going to be bought. If I'm going to do something for people, I'm going to do it. I ain't even interested in a paycheck from this city and give that away.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're going to be really a person for this city, you would take then not take all those big donations from people, you know, and you wouldn't be running for two jobs and deal on the taxpayer payroll and deal on the salary.
And Willie, if you don't make the runoff, will you endorse one of the final two? Any chance that you'll make an endorsement?
You know, I really don't know, but I haven't gotten that across that bridge yet, because I always think positive, I'm going to win it. Yeah.
And so you're out giving away gas. Some people call that political theater. They think that these are your critics, by the way, Willie. They want to know how that translates into running a $17 billion city.
Well, those are here again. What the question? You know, what do you think? I mean, you go way back. And you look back, and everything I do is documented. This is our 21st time. And let me tell you that the 21st time average about $500,000 or $600,000 roughly per that I do. But look, I don't even write that off. I don't even get the write off for that. And we did it 21 times. I've been doing it for years and years, and it's documented too. So, that's applause there to kind of make sure that people think people a different way about that. I guess that's the only thing they have to do, but I don't think people are stupid to believe that.
And really is there somebody running, Willie, that you think absolutely has no right to be mayor of Chicago?
Well, let's put it this way. No, I wouldn't say that. I think everybody needs to, you know, go out here and follow their dream, whatever they want to take them to do. But here's the deal. Being honest with the people, don't run for mayor if you need to make a career in terms of taking care of your family, because you sacrificed, you know, the people, the citizen. You know, if you don't have enough money, take care of your family. Don't make politics a career to make money. You know, do it from the heart. For the people. So if you are out here jumping money from major corporations, big towers and things, you're telling you sold out. Chicago got a question to ask today. Do they want a mayor that is bought by a special interest group and that come first? Or do they want a person who understands business, not accepting a penny, but truly want to help the citizen?
And I believe you truly do want to help the citizens. I know you love this city. And Willie, thanks for picking up the phone when we call. We appreciate it.
Call me anytime.
All right. And for anyone that wants free gas next weekend, just check out your website, right?
Get out there. Willie Walton Facebook and on the website.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too. Thank you.